Hello and welcome to the GCSE Design and Technology Revision Podcast. Today we're diving into polymers and design contexts, topic 4.1. Once you understand this, you'll start seeing polymers everywhere. From the chair you're sitting on to the phone in your pocket, polymers are all around us. Let's get into it. What actually is a polymer? A polymer is a material made up of very long chain-like molecules. Poly means many, mer means parts. So literally, many parts join together. Think of a very long necklace of beads. Each bead is a monomer, and when thousands link up, you get a polymer chain. In your GCSE exam, you need to know two main categories: thermoplastics and thermosetting polymers. Thermoplastics can be heated and reshaped, cooled, and then heated and reshaped again. They are reversible, like butter. The key reason is molecular structure. The polymer chains have weak intermolecular forces between them. When you apply heat, those forces break down, the chains slide past each other, and the material becomes moldable. Cool it down, the forces reform. This also means thermoplastics are generally recyclable, a huge advantage in sustainable design. Examples you must know: polyethylene, PE, used for carrier bags and bottles; polypropylene, PP, used for food containers and rope; acrylic, also called PMMA or Perspex, used for display signs and lenses; PVC, used for pipes and window frames; and ABS, acrylonitrile butadiene styrene, used for Lego bricks and foam cases. ABS is a favourite in exam questions, so remember it. Thermosetting polymers are fundamentally different. Once formed and cured, hardened through a chemical reaction, they cannot be remelted. They are permanently set. When thermosetting polymers cure, the chains form strong covalent crosslinks, like rungs on a ladder. These bonds are very strong. Applying heat doesn't break them, it causes the material to char. So thermosetting polymers are rigid, hard, and heat resistant, but cannot be recycled traditionally. Examples: epoxy resin, used in adhesives; melamine formaldehyde, used in kitchen worktops; urea formaldehyde, used in electrical fittings and plug sockets; polyester resin, used in fiberglass; and bakelite, one of the first synthetic polymers, used historically in electrical fittings and panhandles. Memory hook: thermoplastics are like chocolate, melt and remolt. Thermosetting polymers are like a boiled egg. Once cooked, you can't uncook it. That analogy will save you marks. Now, manufacturing processes. In your exam, you'll need to match the right process to the right polymer and product. Injection molding is used for thermoplastics. Polymer granules are fed into a hopper, heated until molten, then a rotating screw forces the molten plastic under high pressure into a closed mold. The mold cools, opens, and the product is ejected. It's fast and great for high volume production. Products include Lego bricks, bottle caps, and electrical housings. Blow molding makes hollow products like bottles. A heated tube of plastic called a paraffin is placed inside a split mold. The mold closes and air is blown in, inflating the plastic against the mold walls. The mold cools to reveal the hollow product. Vacuum forming shapes flat thermoplastic sheets. The sheet is clamped over a mold and heated until soft. A vacuum pump removes the air beneath and atmospheric pressure pushes the sheet down over the mold. Used for food trays, blister packs, and bath panels. Compression molding is used for thermosetting polymers. Polymer powder is placed in a heated mold. The upper mold presses down with force, causing the polymer to flow and cure permanently. Electrical switch plates and panhandles are made this way.
Now, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. The most common command words in polymer questions are identify, describe, explain, and evaluate. Identify means simply name it. Identify a suitable polymer for a food container. Just name one, like polypropylene. don't write an essay. You won't get extra marks. Describe means tell me what it is or what happens. Use subject-specific vocabulary. Don't say you heat the plastic. Say the thermoplastic sheet is heated until it becomes pliable. Explain means give the how or the why. Explain why a thermosetting polymer is used for an electrical plug socket. You need the property and why it makes it suitable. For example, urea formaldehyde is used because it has permanent crosslinks, making it rigid and heat resistant. It will not soften during use, ensuring safety. Evaluate means make a judgment. Weigh up advantages and disadvantages and reach a conclusion. Use phrases like however, on the other hand, and therefore. Common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1, confusing thermoplastics and thermosetting polymers. Use the boiled egg analogy. Mistake 2, naming a polymer without justifying the choice. Always link properties to product requirements. Mistake 3, forgetting the manufacturing process. Always think what polymer, what process, and why. Mistake 4, ignoring sustainability. Always consider whether the material is recyclable. Quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the key difference between a thermoplastic and a thermosetting polymer? Answer. A thermoplastic can be remelted because it has weak intermolecular forces. A thermosetting polymer cannot be remelted because it has permanent covalent crosslinks. Question 2. Name 2 thermoplastics and a product made from each. Answer. Polypropylene, food containers, acrylic, display signs, ABS, Lego bricks. Any 2 earn marks. Question 3. Which process makes a hollow plastic bottle and why? Answer. Blow molding, because a hollow paraffin is inflated with air inside a mold, creating a hollow product efficiently. Question 4. Why is urea formaldehyde used for plug sockets rather than a thermoplastic? Answer. Because it has permanent crosslinks, making it rigid and heat resistant. A thermoplastic could soften, creating a safety hazard. How did you do? If you struggled, go back and reread that section. Retrieval practice is one of the most powerful revision techniques. Quick summary. Thermoplastics can be remelted, weak intermolecular forces. Thermosetting polymers are permanently set, strong covalent crosslinks. Key thermoplastics, PE, PP, PVC, acrylic, display signs. Key thermosets, epoxy resin, melamine formaldehyde, urea formaldehyde, polyester resin, bakelite. Key processes, injection molding, blow molding, vacuum forming, compression molding. In the exam, always link material choice to specific properties and those properties to functional requirements. Use precise vocabulary and never forget sustainability. That's it for today. Before your next session, write from memory the 2 polymer types, 3 examples of each, and 1 manufacturing process for each. That active recall will cement this knowledge. Good luck with your revision. You've got this.